Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor. Let's get right to it here on this Tuesday as we look ahead to week five. I can't believe it's already week five in college football season, but here we go. Week four was interesting. Several outcomes that we will discuss quickly here on the show. And we'll start with Florida 28, Tennessee 27. Tennessee with a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. They blew it, and Florida comes up with a win. This is 10 straight now that Tennessee's lost to the Gators. Butch Jones has never beaten Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, Tennessee's three biggest rivals. What did you think at the end of this game?
Well, actually, I'm still wondering, how did Florida win the game? I don't know that yet. It just seems like things just Tennessee melted down, and seemed like Florida was able just to do the things they needed to do at the end.
They were. A couple other scores from the SEC that were interesting. Number 14, Texas A&M, hung on in overtime to beat Arkansas 28-21. Also, Auburn goes down again, 17-9. Auburn just can't get things figured out right now.
Yeah, Auburn did not score a touchdown. They did drive the ball down into the red zone four times, and two of them they muffed, and then two of them they kicked field goals. But, you know, that I'm not sure. Mississippi State, Prescott, he did a good job passing. I didn't see him run that much, but he was hitting those short passes pretty, on a pretty steady level, it seemed like. Now, Texas A&M, Arkansas, actually Arkansas had a good chance to win the game, but they didn't. And Texas A&M, that's a good win for them, actually. It may not look like it on paper because of Arkansas losing a couple of non-conference games. But they were both very interesting games. I just say, Jacob, that's the life in the SEC.
Arkansas with a 1-3 start. They have lost their last three games. Two last games were to teams in the state of Texas. Underwhelming would be an understatement for the Razorbacks as the beginning of this year. A very unusual thing happened on the West Coast. Oregon was beaten by 42 points at their own stadium, Autzen Stadium in Eugene. Number 18, Utah, got it done 62-20. You don't see this happen much. Is Oregon on the are they on the downhill slide?
Well, that's a pretty substantial licking, so to speak. But they're having their problems because they lost to Michigan State, and now they lose this game, and that was a real big loss. Actually, this quarterback, Adams, hadn't brought as much to the table as they thought he would.
Let's talk about our top four real quick, and I want you to go through yours as we exit week four and head into week five. Who do you have right now in your top four?
Well, it's very interesting, and I'm going to go by what I've seen. I'm going to try to blank out everything that happened last year, everything that everybody else is saying, and just look at what's happened on the field this year. And so at this point, I'm not saying who's going to be in the playoff. I'm just saying if I were choosing four teams for the playoff today, I would choose two Pac-12 teams and two SEC teams.
Okay.
That would be the ones. It would be UCLA and Utah, and it would be Ole Miss and LSU.
Okay. Well, I'm of a similar thought. I think the top four teams right now, as I see them, I had Clemson in to start the year, so I'll put them in there because I don't think they've done anything to knock themselves out. I think LSU would be my number one team. I think Michigan State would be my number two team, although Michigan State has struggled the last few weeks. Clemson would be my number three team, and then I would have to go UCLA. I think what the Bruins have done so far this year, you mentioned it last week against Arizona, very impressive, and they lost three of their key players.
I will say this. There are two games that's going to take place this coming Saturday, and I'm going to say that the winners of these two, unless there's something drastic happen outside of this, they would be two teams I would place in that top four next week. And that is the Clemson-Notre Dame game. The winner of that game I would probably put in the top four next week. And the winner of the Alabama-Georgia game I would probably put in the top four.
Well, we've got some great matchups this week, and you just mentioned a few of them. So let's start talking about them game by game. Let's start with Texas at number four, TCU. TCU has been scared several times this year. Do you think there's any chance they go down here?
I say unless TCU plays better than they've been playing, they're going to get beat this week. They're going to have to bring their A game. Texas, I know they keep losing. Texas and Tennessee, it must be something about the orange. because they just absolutely, they come close, but something happens. It keeps them from winning a game. So somewhere along the way, Texas is going to actually win a game.
Number 23, Oklahoma, or West Virginia, rather, at number 15, Oklahoma. This is an early morning game in Oklahoma. Something doesn't feel right about this game if you're the Sooners. I kind of lean toward West Virginia in this game. I don't know why.
Well, you have to do that. And, if we really analyzed it, we'd say, well, West Virginia, you know, what have they really done? But they have really looked good in the games that they've had before them. It's going to be quite a game, I think. I think it's going to be a really, really good football game.
All right, three games. I want to ask you if there are any chance of an upset, top teams playing some might be interesting competition. Number 11, Florida State's on the road at Wake Forest. Baylor, number 5, hosts Texas Tech. And number 1, Ohio State is at Indiana. Any chance any of the three of those is an upset?
Well, first of all, Florida State's not going to lose that game. That just can't happen. I think if you're going to choose one out of that, it would have to be that Texas Tech could pull the upset. I don't know, but they just might do it.
So we've seen struggles the last 2 weeks from Ohio State. I mean, if they struggle with Indiana Saturday, and Indiana has a very talented running back who's putting up some great numbers. When do the pollsters start looking at this and saying Ohio State's just not doing it at the level they should be against this competition?
Well, that's why I think that a lot of the rankings are based right now just on people's perception. And perception and reality are two different things. I will say this. I can't say anything about anybody else's poll because, as far as my thinking who is going to win, if you go to the desert, everything that I thought went up in sand in the desert this past week.
Yeah,
Arizona and Arizona State both got creamed.
No doubt about it. Saturday night, there is a trio of great SEC matchups. If you're an SEC fan, you're going to need to have the channel changer handy. Number 3, Ole Miss, undefeated. At number 25, Florida, undefeated. That's at 6 o'clock. It's on ESPN. Arkansas at Tennessee. Again, we talked about Arkansas and Tennessee. Both need a win, and they need a win badly. That's on 6 o'clock on ESPN2. And then at 6:30 on the SEC Network, these times are central, number 21, Mississippi State takes to the road to play number 14, Kyle Allen and the Texas A&M Aggies. So we'll start. Let's start with Arkansas and Tennessee. Where you're leaning on this? I tend to think Tennessee is going to come back with a strong answer this week after last week.
Well, they very well might. But I would say this. Would you agree with this, that the loser of the Tennessee Arkansas game will be scorched earth time?
Oh, easily.
I mean, they're really going to be in a hole. And I agree with you. I think Tennessee probably win the game, but who knows? Arkansas is one of the most unpredictable teams you can find. One day they look like they're really a good football team, and the next day they just look like they don't know what they're doing.
Let's go to Mississippi State at A&M. This is a game. A&M has started pretty impressively. Of course, they had to come back last week and win that game, but this is a home game for them. And this is kind of a metal tester. And Mississippi State, of course, coming off the big road win at Auburn. Can they get another one in a row? This is a tough one, but I'm going to go with A&M.
I think A&M will win the game. And Mississippi State has really performed at a higher level all year than I thought they would. And still, I think that Texas A&M, they have a lot of firepower. And I don't think Mississippi State really has very much firepower.
And, of course, the big one in Gainesville, number 3, Ole Miss, at number 25, Florida. I should not do this, but I'm going to pick the Florida Gators to win this football game. I don't know why, but I just think Florida, I think they have something for Ole Miss this weekend. I think Florida's kind of on a roll, and Ole Miss, maybe we overinvested in them after they got that 6-point win in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I think they got way too much credit for that win. I mean, they should get the credit. I'm just saying there was too much bought into them because of the win, winning by six points with 5 turnovers. And I think Alabama really was devalued too much for the loss. But I'm going to have to say that Ole Miss will probably win this game. However, Florida has a pretty good defense, and they may be, you know, it may be that Ole Miss is having a hard time getting back on track.
Two big games, and we'll start with the one in South Carolina. Number 6, Notre Dame, takes to the road, and they're going to play Clemson. This is a 7 o'clock game on ABC. The Irish on the road here. Deshaun Watson and Clemson at home. I'm gonna go with Clemson, my playoff pick, but that may be a knee-jerk reaction there. I think Notre Dame could very easily win this one.
I think Clemson will win the game, but I have to give this caveat, is it if that is if they don't do their usual El Foldo in a big game.
Yeah.
But I just think Clemson will be able to win, and they might win convincingly.
And then let's get to the big game, and that is the massive matchup that's going to be taking place in Athens, Georgia, between number 13 Alabama and 8th-ranked Bulldogs of Georgia. We heard Mark Richt speak today, heard Nick Saban speak yesterday. Both coaches, of course, realize the significance of this game for both teams. This is a really big matchup, not just for this season, not just for these two teams, but for this, for the recruiting, for the programs. Alabama and Georgia don't play a lot in the regular season, and they might be the two bell cows of the SEC if you look back over the last decade. So here we go, Saban versus Richt. Georgia wants revenge. Last time they played, it was the SEC championship game. Bama got the best of them at the end of the game. The last time they played in Athens, I don't know if many of our listeners remember, but it was 31-0 in the first half, and Alabama obliterated the Bulldogs, really, although Georgia came back and made it competitive late. But here we go, Alabama, Georgia. Alabama, of course, lost the game 2 weeks ago. Georgia's undefeated. How do you see this one going? I'm very curious to hear.
Well, I guess it would be inappropriate for me to say this is going to be a dogfight. But this is going to be quite a game, I think. I think Alabama and Georgia are both very good football teams, and I really think they're the best two teams in the Southeastern Conference. I think Alabama will win this game, but I believe it will be very close. And they're going to have to – I think that the thing that Alabama is going to have to be most careful about is going to be not Nick Chubb, even though Nick Chubb will – he'll get a lot of yards against Alabama – but I don't think he will be the real problem. They're going to have to be careful about the speed running around the end. That's going to be the
thing. Malcolm Mitchell on the edge. He can be very dangerous. You're right.
Right, and then Georgia, they're going to have a. You know, I think they will have a difficult time containing Alabama's offense. They're going to throw a lot at them. Even though I think Georgia has a very good defense as well. I think both teams have very good defenses. And it's going to be the offensive line. Which offensive line can really take control? I think that'll be the team that wins. And I think Alabama will win the game.
You know, you're right. You're dead on there. The offensive and defensive lines in the SEC, that's where all games are really won and lost, but especially titanium matchups like this one. And, you know, I think all the pressure, I think, has shifted kind of from Alabama to Georgia. Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure on the Tide after losing that game early. But they know what it's like to lose now. You can't get any worse than a loss. I don't know why I feel this way, but I think Alabama is going to open it up offensively. You said this a minute ago. I think they're going to open it up offensively and have a really good day against this Georgia defense that we know is very good. I think Alabama wins this one with comfort. I could see two touchdowns win for the Tide, which would be an enormous win in Athens. Now, my question to you is, do we see this matchup again when December rolls around?
Well, I really think we will.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this, Jacob. Wouldn't it – I mean, this won't ever happen. It's not going to happen. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just see an Alabama-Georgia matchup, this game, great game, play, and we wouldn't always think about the dynasty or destiny and all that kind of stuff, and just see two good football teams play each other in a great game, and who wins, wins.
It will be.
But we always put all these other things on it, which, you know, like if Alabama loses, that means they're losing their grip on things. If Georgia loses, that means they're never going to be. These are two good football teams.
Yeah, if expectations for Alabama, right or wrong, fair or unfair, the Alabama fans will be out in mass if Alabama has lost two games out of the first five and has started 0-2 in the SEC play. That will not be. There will not be happy times in Tuscaloosa and the surrounding area. But you're right. They are the two best teams most likely in the SEC this year. They're playing in a major conference. And this is a game you don't see a lot. I think Alabama and Georgia have played, twice in the last decade or so. So in the regular season, that is. So a big game for both programs, for both fan bases. It ought to be a lot of fun in Athens on Saturday. That's 2:30 CBS if you want to watch that one. Well, we'll be back next week. We will preview all the games that take place this weekend, and look ahead to what should be another week of college football. But this is really where it starts. The rubber starts meeting the road as we begin October. So we'll be back with you then. The College Football Professor is with me here. I'm Jacob Bunn for BunnSports.com and the BunnSports.com podcast. Have a great week.